All right, guys, this is Kayak Kevin podcast number 16. It's April 27, 2014. We got Rob Choi from AnglingAddict.com.
Yeah.
It's angling-addict.com.
That's right.
Is the website. And Lee Williams. And we all did fish already this week. You fish this week, yeah, without the, since the last podcast.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't paddle, but I fished.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. You all went out with Rick. And you fished today.
I did.
And I fished today. Well, I'm paddling today.
Yeah. You got lines out, right?
Yeah. So yeah, we got fishing talk, or you know, yeah, we got on the water and we got that to talk about, and we got questions today too. I think we got some decent ones.
Yeah.
Saw one about the CBBT, and yes, we got a couple good ones on there.
Yeah, whenever we want to start questions, we could do questions first. We could talk about our fishing trips first. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
As far as fishing the CBBT, that's where I went hog fishing.
Yeah, and you went out with Rick's boat. Yep.
I went out with Rick a couple times this week. The first time I went out, we got set up. Yeah, we set up behind the, a little away from where we wanted to fish. I guess there was a couple people in there, and the current just wasn't right. It didn't look right, you know. We went by there pretty slow, didn't see anybody getting any bites. That doesn't always mean anything or anything. But we just went past there, tried to go fish some pilings,
yeah.
And didn't really have any luck on the pilings, but we noticed the tide was breaking down, and that's exactly what we wanted to do, to go back and fish over top of the spine. So we went back and fished over top of the spine and proceeded to catch them pretty good. I mean, the tog bite this week has been phenomenal.
You had a big one. That's right.
Yeah, was it 25 and a half inches?
Yeah.
10.5 pounds.
Yeah, you brought that one in.
Yeah, I caught, like that. Yeah, that's the only one I kept that day. Is you know, 10.5 pounder. It was cool. That's my second double digit of the year.
Yeah, it's a nice one. It's a real nice one.
And we were fishing. I guess the one thing about the currents. I guess we have the new moon coming up this week.
Yeah.
What is it? Tomorrow or the next day?
Yeah, I noticed that when I was on
the shore. So, yeah, you're going to notice that your outgoing tides are going to switch. You're going to switch faster to outgoing tides, and your outgoing tides are going to be stronger on the new moon, fishing the CBBT especially.
Yeah.
And the guy asked a question about when do we decide we're going to go to the CBBT, and what do we look at? You know, he said he watches the weather. And the currents, generally, your currents are going to be stronger around the moons.
And I also have not fixed my links page.
Yeah, the links aren't fixed.
I still haven't done that yet. I just thought of that. I was like, oh, people are fishing
all
and they're probably using that.
All my bookmarks
that.
Are still on last year's stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah, I got to change that.
Yeah, okay, I got to do that. I got windy days coming up. I can do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
To do this.
But look at the current. The current is going to be stronger, incoming stronger, coming up on your full moons, and outgoing stronger coming up on your new moons, and we generally try and fish those middle weeks if we can. It gives you more time on the water, less sinkers, you know what I mean? Less, you know, more time, actual quality fishing time when your bait's not
that
10, 12 feet behind you.
When you have those long slacks, those longer slacks.
As far as weather goes, I don't fish it in a north wind, really. I mean, it's
not good even after 10 knots.
Yeah.
You know, people say 10 to 15. That's 10 to 15 if you're inside. Outside, that wouldn't go over 10 knots.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's forecasted to be solid over 10 knots, yeah. I mean, but you look at the fish weather and the hourly one, and you can kind of see where it's going to break down.
If the current is going to be, also the current is going to be against the wind, you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time.
It's miserable.
You do not need that kind of aggravation in your life.
Yeah.
You just don't. You don't need it. The wind against the current is bad. We've always said it, and it's in the DVDs, the way the current runs, when the current's running in, you know, until you get out past the second island, it kind of runs up in the bay there.
Yeah, it angles slightly.
Angles slightly in on the way in and out down, you know, towards the beach on the way out. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, if we
actually made the decisions out there. Okay, we have the current going out now. It's going to shift. Do we want to fish for a little while or take this current in and then have the current against us when we go back in?
Yep. And the other day, in one of those things, like if you know the wind's supposed to pick up, at the very first sight of the wind picking up, you're already too late. You need to get moving. The other day when I went out, last week? We talked about it already when I went fishing last week, but I don't know if we brought it up that the wind was supposed to pick up that day. So the very, I remember we did because it came up behind me and I said I took the tailwind for a minute before it finally switched around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as soon as the wind picked up any little bit, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Time to get a move on. You know, if it's supposed to get bad, it's not going to get better.
Yeah, it's going
to
keep on going. It's going to get worse out there. Because then you got to start dealing with chop.
Yeah.
If you can usually get in between, underneath the first small boat channel, you're okay. Even in a hard wind, but...
Yeah.
It's still there's, wind.
But that's a long that's way from
wise.
The island.
That's chop
island.
Wise. Yeah. Yeah.
As far as decision making, I think it's just... For me, the first thing I think about is the wind. Yeah. It's the very first thing, obviously. And then the current. But current is usually... That's a secondary thought. Just... If I have a good weather window, like as far as wind... I'll be.
Yeah, because you can work around current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially at the bridge.
At the bridge, or you know, up at the island.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can take breaks behind the island on the bottom side of the current, and you can hang out there. And there's plenty of fish there too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the summertime.
Yeah, definitely summertime.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So I fished. Yeah. So wait, you. You, yeah, that's pretty much you covered your giant tog. And I saw Rick today out there rolling around looking.
Yeah, they went tog fishing early and they caught him.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
You know, two more days on that season or whatever, May 1st, and that's done.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is. It's almost May. That's right.
That's it. Ken went out today.
That's right.
Super secret tog wreck.
Yeah.
Ken went out today, the super secret tog wreck. Hunter Southall, shout out to him. He caught four double-digit togs today.
Jesus Christ.
The biggest one should be Ken's fourth one on the boat this year, over 20 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They got 5 or 6 weight citations coming in. They're probably at the scales now, but...
Yeah.
Insane.
Disgusting.
Just terrible. Terrible.
It's just
he wants to do, he'll leave him alone for a little while. All he has to do is get one 26 pounds.
Yeah, right.
And then he'll leave him alone and let the ones get bigger. He's just so there. I mean, over 20 pounds, you've got to have one that's going to be the one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he is bound and determined. And he's not even jealous. I mean, he's not even like stingy. He takes you on his boat. If you catch it, you catch it. But he wants it caught on his boat.
Right.
And you can tell.
Yeah.
And he's normally the one that catches the big... I caught the biggest one today. We caught ours. And Hunter caught the biggest one today. But Ken normally, even though he's not always fishing, normally catches the biggest one anyway.
Yeah.
It just normally happens.
Yeah.
Healthy grin.
Yep. Healthy Grin Sport Fishing on Facebook. Yep. If you don't follow it, follow it. Like I said, it's not only... fishing reports, some of the best information you're going to get about our local resources and on the water.
Yeah.
Some of the best information you're going to get.
Yeah. Yep. And I paddled around Eastern Shore again today. And the color's looking good. The water's getting there. We just hit 60, so it won't be long, but it's still not active. Yeah. I didn't see any, I saw bait way in the creeks as I was, going around, but not... Very small stuff.
Right.
Very small stuff. So nothing really happened. No crabs out or anything like that. And that's probably the last time we're going to talk about that until the season either is getting going and these guys get their shot and my friends get their shot or maybe until the end of it. I don't know. I'm just going to radio silence about the Reds. So there you go. And I'll post up about that too because I'm getting a lot of questions. Oh, what's happening over there? I'm like, getting to the level of, okay, got to shut that off and keep it in-house for a while.
I know. Yeah.
I
went to Rudy. I hadn't been fishing in a while, actually.
Yeah.
You've
been doing a little bit of...
As far as the CBBT and the wind direction and the bite, not really. The wind direction has a whole lot to do with your aggravation.
Yeah, probably, out there because it's wide open.
We had another question on that real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been fishing much. It's just timing and dealing with family stuff and... That's that. I did go to Yak Attack's tournament last week.
Yeah, sure. How was that?
That was fun. I mean, it's always fun because, well, they had to change the venue up because before it used to be like you're driving down the road and there's like you just pull right off and you're in this field with a whole bunch of kayak or all this stuff. But the field just it's too small for the number of people that we're dealing with now. And Twin Lakes State Park. It was fun. The food was awesome again. Fishing was really difficult. I don't, you know, pride myself as a strong bass fisherman. I enjoy it. It's fun, but there's guys out there that study it so yeah. much more than yeah. it's just, yeah. I like to diversify.
Right.
But I caught one on tournament days, like 17 inches. And
what lakes?
It's main ones are Briary Creek and
Sandy River Creek Reservoir or something. Yeah, yeah, it's
one of those.
I've been there. That place has awesome chain pickerel fishery.
Yeah, I could see that.
There's some deep spots in that thing.
There too. Is, yeah. There is. And there's a couple other smaller lakes that people hit up, and I got to hang out with the Power Team Lures people. Bob was nice enough to let me stay there. Normally we camp, and I would have camped this year too, because that's half the fun of it, really, is getting around a campfire with a whole bunch of your fishing buddies and just having a good time. But with Easter being the day after,
I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a break, y'all. I'm going to have to hit the bathroom.
Oh.
All right, yeah, paddling will do that to you.
All right.
I thought I had fixed that or cleared that before a game, but it was all right. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
It happens.
So we were on the Yak Attack tournament and talking about the lakes, Briary, Sandy, River.
We'll just call it like that, yeah.
Yeah,
the bass people know what we're
talking about. Yeah. So who won it? Who won it this time? How'd Beckley do?
Beckley, he, dude. So he had a nice bass. He had a nice sunfish. And he almost had. He needed a three for the slam.
Okay.
And the last one is a crappie.
So this is the three fish slam.
It's just like, that's just the like main that. Thing.
No. Why? Go ahead. What was it?
You already laughed, dude.
That's too good now.
You already laughed.
No, I mean. I don't know.
What does it say?
Andy says they're talking about the Reds right now. Like, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if he was trying to announce it. I don't know. Oh, maybe he was telling Chuck because it's just Chuck keeps saying the sound goes in and out.
Oh.
I don't know. Andy hadn't said anything about the sound.
All right.
So, and Rob earlier said loud and clear.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Alright.
So Richie had that crappie, like, the last one he needed, like, right at the boat, and didn't land it, so...
Crappie?
Was there...
That's like, what happens with giant crappie. I lost a huge one in
they got speck mouths, right?
Oh, dude, it's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost a huge one trying to flip it in the lake at, what is the real, Burnt Mills in Suffolk on a, like, 7.5-inch culprit worm.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, a guy caught one that was... like 2¾ pounds the week before that I saw on the scale.
Nice.
And this was bigger than that. I mean, it was a big fish. It was a huge crappie. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I thought it was a bass the whole time. And I went to flip it in the boat, and it flipped up and did a flip and just went right back in the water. I cast it right back up into the same spot and caught the male that it was with up there spawning. Yeah. I mean, I caught the fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's so, other divisions in the tournament. Though. So it's like longest two bass together. And then
was he able to enter any of that stuff? Just like
no, you were in one.
Just,
no, you have the option once you're done fishing.
But he didn't have,
but it just didn't add up. Yeah,
and he's been catching some good ones though.
Yeah, he has. Before or the 2 days before, he was pre-fishing the area he wanted to go
smoking them.
Yeah, it was just crazy. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what happens. That's why those dudes in the giant boats and all that fish with rubber hooks and no hooks,
right?
It's like
just baits with no hooks.
Oh man, dude. We saw that when I went bluefin fishing, and Matt was catching his.
Yeah.
They went, at one time I got up in the boat for a couple of minutes, and we were on top of a school, and the mate said, "Watch this!" And he throws. I mean, it's a little like next to all this offshore tackle, it looks like a speckled trout rod. It probably wasn't. You know what I mean? It was probably like what they used to throw at cobias,
yeah.
But it had this plug on it like this with no hook, and these things would just. Bomb this thing and jump out of the water and hit it and take like 15 yards of line. And as soon as they open their mouth, it just pops out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So they just bomb and just take line. That's the funnest part anyway. Who wants to catch one of these giant tunas?
Yeah.
They're just bombing these topwater baits. It was just cool as hell.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But you know, the Bass Pros do that.
Yeah,
they fish
no hook baits.
So
it was that three fish, and then it was all the combinations and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's there was three bass.
Two bass together. The measurement of that is what gets you.
Okay.
And then same with sunfish, same with crappie.
So sunfish, crappie, bass.
Yeah, and then a slam of the three. Yeah.
Right, and then it was yeah.
And then each one individually.
Hmm. Anybody we know do any good?
My friends from Richmond, Josh Dolan and Grant. I forget Grant's last name, but right. Nice guys, and they crushed it, dude.
Cool.
I think Grant won the slam.
Oh hell yeah!
Forrest would have came in second if there was a second slam, but he still. He placed, I forget in what speed. I think it was crappie.
Forrest is a hell of a fisherman.
Dude is a hell of a fisherman.
Did you see the release citations on his
40
last year.
Yeah. If he would, we could have him. If he would ever come over here,
you guys should.
Yeah.
Dude, Forrest is such a.
Yeah, we should have him on here. He's a character too.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you become the signature no sleeves and.
Yep.
We all wear no sleeves that day.
We all
suns out, guns out.
That would be cool.
Force is coming to town. Suns out, guns out.
The thing is, like around the TKA tournament, we're gonna have to do like a podcast every day. We're gonna have to get everybody in here who's gonna be here that week.
Yeah.
So let's try to do that. So we can rack up as many, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Bring everybody in once, you know. Yeah. And then, maybe run around doing interviews or something.
Dude, I'm thinking about joining just for the club challenge this year.
Dude. I have mixed feelings about just, but I don't know. Anyway.
You always talk about caring about killing sheep's head. Off with his head.
That's why I haven't done it.
It's not hard. I don't lose them. So it's not very hard. I just get in the boat and I don't let him back out.
It does feel like we need to show up again this year. Like last year we killed it, so I feel like we kind of have to, right?
This year we have to catch the brown clown and all of it. We got to get a fish in every category.
That scoreboard was epic, dude. People overuse that word, but to take those boaters out like that.
Yes.
It was just disgusting.
Yeah. And doing it, well, placing in it really
like last 2 or 3 years, we you know, third, right. second, whatever, right. and we finally got her on. It's good. Yakutak, that was fun. R. Lee, he did. He placed in largemouth. I think he got second.
Cool.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Cool. Was it last week? No, it was several weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. We had him in.
And then today I went to Rudy.
So the
decision. I wanted to go hang out with you over there.
I wanted to hang out with you. I just wanted to fish with you. That was the whole thing. Like, okay, I'm gonna go to Rudy just to fish with you. And then I was like, okay, they're having that crazy weekend. Was that bad getting there?
Honestly, no. I mean, all right. So last night.
Yeah.
Last night I started.
That was where I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go. I was like, oh fuck, I forgot about that
parking,
weekend.
Everything.
Parking, this is gonna be a pain in the ass. Oh, and then I've been eating all week. That's probably another reason why I just haven't.
I've
been eating chocolate and just junking out because I've been paddling. Mm-hmm. And then here's a real quick side story: usually I'm dropping weight at this time as I'm paddling.
Right.
I dropped my weight down to 170 before I started paddling this year. So now I'm all of a sudden paddling hard 2 days in a row,
system,
camping,
dude.
You know, doing all that stuff. And my body's just going,
it's a shock.
Fucking eat. And I'm eating everything as much as I can. You know, I get bags of potato chips and I'm just going, ah, eating them up. You know, I'm just eating a bag of potato chips a day. My body's usually working down during this time. It's already there. And now I'm like, my body's struggling to keep my calories up. Mm-hmm. So that's what's, my body's going nuts right now. Yeah, that's also. Great. So yeah, that's what's going on with me. It's also kind of weird. It's cool. I like to fluctuate my weights, and I can stop and control and drop and gain weight in the wintertime and drop weight in the spring. And it's fun doing it. And then witnessing what your body goes through as I'm getting into the season, as I'm paddling a lot, as, you know, if I'm doing less, I did less yoga, like hard classes this year because I was working on the DVD more, but I was doing like smaller 15-minute type of home stuff. Nice. So my body's still kind of in shape, but my paddling has really worked out really well. Been doing, doing different workout this year. It's been cool. Been cool witnessing what my body's going through right now. That's kind of neat. That's
cool.
Side story on that. Okay, so so that was why I went paddling today, because it was like, I need a paddle. I've been eating too much. I don't need the
serious paddle at Rudy.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to paddle much in Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get out a couple weeks ago. That's when I went. I mean, the weather was right, so I went to the first island, Taga.
That's right. Yeah.
To get out. I mean, that's my thing too. This time of year is to go out there and catch those things.
I can't believe I haven't gone togging.
And right now, I'm kind of in waiting period right now, I should be togging too.
Right. It just hasn't been. The weather was good that one day.
Yes.
It
was windy. Wasn't it windy this morning?
Yeah, it was.
Was it windy this morning?
And then it picked up again this afternoon over there.
Yeah,
It took a while for it to calm down a little too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of current, you know what I mean? A lot of current during the part of the day when you want to be out there in the middle of the day anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Outgoing tide was from until like 10 o'clock till, no, probably 11 o'clock until 5 today. So,
yeah, slack over there was at 1:30, 2 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah, this side it was.
Yeah. So, low tide, not slack current, low tide.
Yeah, because it changed, the current changed for us yesterday at like,
3:45. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's 3 hours later.
So 4:45 today.
Yeah. I saw somebody coming back over fishing a kayak or fishing pilings on the high rise. Yeah. So he's talking.
Yeah.
A kayaker at the high rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good talking. Well, he was not on the where he needed to be. He was on the big bumpers and stuff.
Okay.
That's good. But
did he say launch from Wise, or I mean, is that
launch from Wise?
Yeah,
man.
That's a long trip for Tom.
Man.
I mean,
it's 3 miles. It's
but there's so much more current up there.
Yeah, it's insanely fast over there, dude.
Yeah. Especially with the outgoing like it was in the middle of the day today.
Brutal.
Yeah. I zigzagged a lot. And, yeah.
He was using big 14 and 18s and shit.
Forearm.
Yeah. That's why I went, and I wanted to fish with you today because I don't get to fish with you all that much.
I don't, yeah.
Now with my new schedule, I'm off on Sunday, so I'm actually kind of like halfway in in normal.
A little bit, at least one of the days, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna have more opportunities anyway. Yeah. Now if we just get Lee, that's the thing. Is like me and Lee have been on the same schedule since we've been fishing together.
Yeah.
And Thursdays and Fridays were our days off because I've been working in this. With now working at Appomattox, they need me there on Thursdays or Fridays, like their main days. So that's so we're waiting for him to hopefully get an opportunity to change his schedule around. Cool. We can get back on our days off the same again. But yeah, so I was going to fish with you today, and I was like, I got to go paddle. So I went to Eastern Shore and just paddled.
Yeah.
But you went and.
Yeah,
but
we set up a time and everything. And I went out with my wife last night. It was our anniversary is on tomorrow. And we went and had dinner, met some friends. Next thing you know, we're drinking a lot more than I thought I was going to be drinking and staying up way later. And so my alarm goes off at 4, and I don't really even remember. It apparently went off a couple of times, and I was probably still feeling. Yeah, and then so I didn't even get out of the house till 6, and I was supposed to meet Rogulski.
A lot of times
6.
I don't even look at the tide chart on the very first line.
Yeah.
A lot of times I don't even.
It's got a zero in front of it. I'm not even.
It's gotta be a high number after that. Especially if I want to fish the change of it.
I did do. When Reds are over the bridge, I will go out early. If I'm doing like 2-3 days. Two days or 3 days where I'm going every tide cycle, I'm going out there. But yeah. So yeah,
I wanted to get to Rudy early because Vanilla is gonna be. It was supposed to be there's been a gazillion reports. Everybody knows there's a lot of fish happening there and
reds,
flounder. There was talk of gray trout, possible speckled trout and bluefish. So I wanted to get there early just to not deal with the boat ramp insanity and. It really wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. It really was. Like, I was expecting it to be.
Was the whole parking lot packed?
I got the last space in the kayaker section there.
That's a really small section.
And
that first row of boat things, nobody can really use that anyway. They should just, you know what I mean?
When I go to Rudy and I know it's gonna be real busy, I bring my my sea tug, my kayak cart.
And just
because I don't want to, I park, like get all my stuff right there, and then I just walk to the ramp, take my wheels off, put them in the kayak, and I'm out. And I don't spend any time at the ramp itself.
Just makes it set up in the parking lot because you might not get your
You don't
spot.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I spent 15 minutes standing next to Rick's truck window yesterday, waiting to back the trailer out so I could go get the boat out of the water because this guy decided he wanted to like. Tie fishing rigs. These days where he's like behind me and I'm just like standing there. And I mean, I was never a jerk, but I was standing there like not patiently. You know what I mean? I was just standing there like looking at him and he never even looked like one time. I mean, it was just, welcome to Virginia Beach, but yeah.
But as a kayaker, I feel like, you try to put your best face out there. And like, if you don't have to spend that much time at the ramp, don't.
We don't.
I'm just saying to other
kayakers. Yeah, I'm just saying we as in kayakers don't.
A lot of times, I mean, people have said something to me before, but rarely. I normally pull right into that first handicap spot and take my boat and set it aside and then go park my truck.
Yeah.
I don't leave my truck there parked ever.
Yeah.
I just take my kayak. That way it's right next to the boat ramp.
Yep.
It's not in anybody's way. They can still make their wide turn. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, you're not in the handicapped spot. Plus, if you pull into that handicapped spot and stop in enough time to get your boat like out of the way of the boat ramp or down on the slope where you're at everybody's way, you can still pull forward as long as there's nobody there and make a U-turn.
Yeah.
Even with a full-size truck. It's a convenient spot that you can just let, if there's nobody there, you can just pull forward and drive right away.
Yeah, but as kayakers, we don't need to be at all on a ramp. Well, we could always be off to the side and get set up and go.
Yep.
And drag down or have somebody else help you. And when you got two guys, it's two kayaks and you walk them, boom, bam.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what's nice at Willoughby, there's a couple sections where you could launch your kayaks, and you're not even on the boat ramp, but it's still slope, beach, sand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like the sand better just because you're not scraping up the bottom of your kayak anyway. So
I still gotta go for rocks right there, but still,
not the middle one.
No, there's one.
No, if you pull
one,
up the middle
far
one,
side.
It's well, not the far side. In between the two ramps,
it's got a curb, rocks. It's got this little
channel thing. Yeah, but you can
still concrete.
Still concrete.
Yeah. I haven't been there in a while. Dude, I used to go to HRBT like all the time.
I'm going every Thursday nights basically because when I'm coming back from work.
Have you seen anything or
something? No, not yet. I'm paddling there too.
Yeah, that's right. That's
not... Dude, I've been paddling this new Trident 13. I haven't caught a fish on it yet. I've been trying to paddle it for a month.
Fix that.
I've gone to Eastern Shore probably more times than anybody's going to, like most people are going to go there this year. Just to go paddling around nature days. But I haven't caught nothing that bird yet. Or even camped out of it just because I want to catch something out of it.
Right.
And then go, I would camp out of my 15. Yeah. All right, so Rudy wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. There's still, it was a lot of people, but it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. I met Greg Gulski out there. Some other guys had some decent flounders. One guy had three keepers on a stringer. Lozier was out there. Yeah, I think they're all like right around 17 or so.
Yeah.
Real nice old guy in the creek. Lozier was out there. He had three clients out there. Everybody was catching reds. One of his clients had a 19-inch flounder, which is nice.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. My friend Jeff is out there. Lockhart, he 19-inch spec or something like that. A couple gray trout, 17 inches.
Today?
Yeah, yeah. And then we found some reds, and you know, I probably caught about a dozen or so. 22, 23, 24, and then I had like a 26 or 7-ish. That one was fun. I mean, it's all on trout tackle, so it's like you set the hook and just let it yeah, fly. You know? Yeah. That's just, yeah, loved it.
Nice to see hear Flounder born there.
Yeah.
It's just a step away from HRBT starting. That's what I'm looking forward to, HRBT.
Yeah, also.
I think it's fun.
That is fun. Even at night, dude.
That's when it's real good.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I seem to always catch nice ones there too. Yeah. 22, 23 inchers.
You can, definitely.
It's like almost every trip I pull a nice 20 incher or so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, so you didn't see any blues or nothing?
No. I thought I saw some pictures of somebody catching, like.
Okay,
right, and it's that time of year. Like, people normally are trolling around catching bluefish this time of year.
The
20 inchers. Yeah. So, and then
but the big head 30 inchers aren't in there yet.
Well, we haven't seen anything. Yeah. So. And I think there was a rumor. I mean, somebody might have seen it the other day. And I don't. It's just hard to know what temperature, what's going on in there. And it's. I think. I mean, for a while, they weren't around at all.
Right.
So, I mean, it's hard to tell what's happening, you know?
And the ones that are in there a lot of times are not, like, they're kind of weird looking.
They got, they're scarred up, and they're, dude, the one I caught last year, and some of the ones I've seen, I mean, they just had huge gashes on them. Yours did too, right?
Dude, yeah. It looked like somebody cut it open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, taking its guts out. I don't know, I'll throw it back.
I want to answer one of the questions that, I saw on here.
Right.
Some guy, I don't even know how to say his name. I feel bad sometimes. Albie?